I will not follow where the path may lead, but I will go where there is no path, and I will leave a trail.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Wicked Shaman Show. I hope everyone is doing fantastic, and I hope everyone is doing the 30 mile February challenge with me. Keeping up with it, it is 75 degrees today. 7 days ago it was negative 20, so we have literally done a 90 degree flip in 7 days, which is insane. Today is my first episode, which I am calling freestyle episodes. You can watch them live. Say watch them, you can watch some episodes live on anchor.fm, but you can listen to all of them live on anchor.fm when they come on. But like always, you can stream them on any podcast platform such as Spotify, Apple Music, and anchor.fm podcast being and many others. Today, the first freestyle episode, and today's episode topic is the Book of Enoch. It has been very fascinating to me since probably for the last 10 years since the first time I read it, still today and growing up, I always loved Angel Raphael. I'm not exactly sure why, but he always had a calling to me, and I always wanted to learn more about him, and I found the Book of Enoch, and I realized that it talked and mentioned and told stories about Archangel Raphael, so it encouraged me to read it, and I've listened to them all on audio now and read probably all of it by myself, and it's very fascinating, crazy stories. It takes Genesis and a lot of things in the Bible, and it expands on it and has many different texts put together that will expand your knowledge on those topics. Now, Book of Enoch has three different texts, Enoch 1, 2, and 3. Enoch 1 is the most popular and is what I'm going to be talking about here today. Now, Enoch 1 has 7 sections, and they're called Book of Watchers, Book of Parables, Book of Luminaries, the Dream Visions, the Story of Enoch, the Birth of Noah, and the Final Book of Enoch. The books and text add on to Genesis, adding stories, future tales, and historic facts. It's older than most Bible texts. It's a very old text, the Book of Enoch is. It expands on Bible verses in the Bible where it mentions giants coming to earth and having babies with people on earth because they lusted each other. If you want to learn or read about just this topic, it would be great for you to read the Book of Watchers. The Bible quickly mentions giants coming to earth and having sex with human and creating offspring. And this series of stories and texts put together here expands on just that. Yeah, it's very fascinating. I recommend reading it. Christians have always loved this book, especially from early times. It is not popular in today's time at all. It has been on a decline for a long time because eventually they said it was not inspired by God and they took it out of all Bibles. It was never in the New Testament or Old Testament, but it was in many Bibles sold as separate text of books you can read because they thought it was so important. It's still popular today and has been always in Ethiopia. But they have many more books in their Christianity than you would read in many other types. But it is popular there and has been. Now, talking about the Book of Enoch, it is quoted in the actual Old Testament and New Testament. It's in the Book of Jude. It's mentioned in the story of Moses. And it's in Genesis, or mentioned in Genesis a few times. In Genesis 5:24, it says, Enoch walked with God, and God took him. That's really all the information it gives you about him himself, though. The Book of Enoch has been read by many scholars, all popes, and many leaders throughout history, and has been influencing the world and Christianity throughout history. I recommend reading it. It's over 100 chapters to read all three books. However, I found it easier for myself to read along with someone reading it for me online, and there are many videos available for you to do that for free online, and I recommend doing that. They will read it and put the text on screen for you to follow through. I would say you can read each section of the in the book in about an hour, so you really could finish all three books in probably just one day if you really wanted to. Now guys, this was the Wicca Shaman Show, my first freestyle episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and follow me on Anchor, that way you will get a note. You can set up a notification when I go live, and you can listen or watch live when I come on. I have three guests lined up for the next 3 weeks. I believe my listeners will enjoy and love all three of them. I'm looking forward to it. So if you like the show, follow us on Instagram. If you want to be on the show, if you're an expert about a topic and want to talk about it and spread your ideas to others, let me know and I will try my best to get you on the show. Instagram is the Wicca Shaman. Peace. Being logical, I put my demons straight in the optical. Who on the trigger, you would they say impossible?